Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Ooh, Sepang is back.
Have you ever driven?
So that's actually proper Petronas home race.
Correct.
So
Petronas home race is back.
That's cool. Right. I mean, also is a really cool track, Sepang. So I think it's going to be sick.
Have you driven it virtually?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. You've never driven it in real life, though?
No. So I think it's going to be a really cool one.
That's Mercedes-AMG Petronas driver Andrea Kimi Antonelli. He's among the drivers excited to race at the iconic Sepang International Circuit, about 64 kilometres south of the country's capital, Kuala Lumpur. The King of Malaysia and Formula One president and CEO Stefano Domenicali. He says the collaboration reflects the strong friendship and mutual trust between the two nations and is more than the staging of a world-class sporting event. And this is also welcome news for Mercedes-AMG Petronas driver George Russell.
Have a race in Malaysia, Sepang would be so, so cool. Sepang was actually my favourite track as a kid when I used to play it on the F1 game. And I've never driven there, but I feel like I know it really well because I drove it so often. So that would be really cool. And obviously, home of Petronas as well. So, yeah, that would be awesome.
Whether it was rain or shine, driver for the Mercedes-AMG Petronas Formula One team for 12 seasons before he made his final visit to the Petronas Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur in December 2024. The seven-time Formula One world champion bid an emotional goodbye to the team and fans before switching over to Ferrari. The 2017 Malaysian Grand Prix, which saw Max Verstappen winning that edition for Red Bull, earlier marked the end of a 19-year chapter of F1 history in the country. So, you're probably wondering, how does geopolitical conflict affect global sporting calendars and host nations? Lecturer at the Western Sydney University, Dr. Andy Granger, says Bahrain is retaining the event's title despite it being staged in Malaysia.
The race is still going to be called the Bahrain Grand Prix in Malaysia, and of course with its attendant sponsor before that, which I think shows a lot about kind of the way in which there's a number of Middle Eastern countries, particularly places like Bahrain, but predominantly Saudi Arabia, UAE, have appropriated sport as a means of kind of nation branding. And I think Bahrain, you know, there's a lot of, it's maybe not so much about necessarily where the race is held, but in terms of having their brand presence and their national kind of brand presence. So that's preserved.
He says for Malaysia, it's a big win.
Malaysia has a strong, well, not so much a formalised sport diplomacy background and has long used, I think, back to the 1998 Commonwealth Games and before that, in the early 2000s, obviously, F1. So I think it sort of views sport both in terms of promotion of its own brand identity as well as says something about the regional brand identity.
Bahrain was due to host their race on April 12th, but it was postponed due to the ongoing US-Iran war. Now the relocated race will take place in between the Azerbaijan and Singapore Grand Prix. So will this impact the Qatar and Abu Dhabi races?
I think it'll be very interesting to see whether there'll be an impact on the Qatar and Abu Dhabi races later on in the season to see the sort of whether they I know their call on that's not that far away, but to see whether they remain on the calendar in terms of whether the sort of risk outweighs the costs involved or the cost loss, and whether that the move to Europe. But yeah, certainly within a number of sports, I think there's long been sort of tensions over the Russia and Ukraine. I mean, it's that and typical kind of question about whether sport and politics should mix.
The hope was that the event could still go ahead this year, but continued uncertainty in the region has made that impossible. Dr. Granger says it would have taken a lot to cancel the event in the home base, considering the athletes and also the contract in place.
It sort of speaks to, I mean, the fact that they have a broadcast agreement where they need to run at least 22 races. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, one of the driving forces is we can't be in breach of our contract.
Now, in a statement, F1 CEO Stefano Domenicali said the sport has demonstrated its ability to adapt, find solutions and deliver, creating an exciting moment for everyone who follows Formula One. He says it's fantastic news for fans who will continue to enjoy a full and exciting Formula One calendar while also seeing the sport return to a great venue. Dr. Granger adds that one of the main reasons a lot of these Gulf states have invested in sport was to build interdependence and security.
Qatar, for example, or in Bahrain, has relied on other countries investing in their sporting infrastructure. And that's sort of shown the real vulnerability, and it's really laid bare, I think, the weaknesses of many of these Gulf states' plans to diversify through sport. You know, so it sort of shows that risk that they've almost sort of gone from putting all their eggs in the oil basket to all their eggs in the sport basket. And so this, the current conflict in many ways has scuttled a lot of their plans, and it comes when these countries, a lot of their sport tourism is based around events based rather than any kind of form of manufacturing or sporting infrastructure.
He points to Saudi Arabia's aspirations to grow to 3% of its GDP by 2030. Saying that as far away as it seems, it affects organisations of the 2034 Football World Cup as well as a number of other events in the region.
We're in a war which is sort of, you know, despite Donald Trump's reticence, or Pete Hegseth, sorry, sort of, you know, he took offence at the description of it being a quagmire. Obviously, it seems to be. And so the longer term impacts are going to be interesting. As I say, there's already sort of questions around Qatar and Abu Dhabi in F1, but a number of other sporting events.
The current US-Iran war means that Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, which was meant to be held on April 19 this year, is to be scrapped altogether from the calendar. Now, this year's championship, as it stands, is scheduled to finish with events in Qatar on November 29 and in Abu Dhabi a week later, but both races remain in doubt. But it's understood F1 chiefs have a contingency plan if they cannot go ahead, with Imola in Italy expected to take Qatar's place on the same weekend. Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.